08459 311 111. Next, though, we're going to be speaking to the chairman of Philcom, Filipino community in Oxfordshire. Traveller's Tales, Destination Oxfordshire, next. For all this time. Thank you very much, Joe in the Afternoon at bbc.co.uk, if you'd like to get in touch with the show here today. Now, if you take a look on our website, bbc.co.uk/Oxford, you'll see a great new interactive map we've just put up in the last week or so, locating where all our Oxfordshire travellers are from. The idea is that over the coming months, we hope to pinpoint people from every country in the world living here in Oxfordshire. And if you think you know somebody, or maybe you yourself are someone who can represent a far-flung nation, give us a call, 08459 311 111. Today, we're going to tick the Philippines off the list because Ariel Lanada is joining us this afternoon, living in Headington, but originating, as we said, in the Philippines. He's chairman of the Oxfordshire Philippine Society, which is called Philcom, Filipino Community of Oxfordshire, and joins us now. Thank you for coming in. Now, let's start off with a little bit about the society, because I know that you've got some big events coming up this year, which is what you want everyone to know about. But how did the society first start?
Yes, good afternoon, Joe, and good afternoon to all the listeners of BBC Radio Oxford. Thank you for the time to talk about the life of Filipino community in Oxfordshire. Well, the community was started in 2002. It was started by a missionary Filipino nun, Sister Claire Joseph. And unfortunately, she was reassigned to Lithuania. So that in 2004, she formed the executive committee, being myself as the chairman. And I am being helped by a number of officers.
So why did she feel that there was a need for a Filipino community in Oxfordshire?
That's a very good question. Filipinos have a very good family ties, and it is very difficult to leave your family behind and to be in a foreign country. So the idea being is to create a group that will become a support group to the newcomers of Filipinos, and at the same time to keep with our culture and traditions. The idea being also is to integrate Filipino culture to British society, and that we come up with activities, and it has been for 5 years that we're doing such activities here in Oxfordshire.
Because when I speak to people from all over the world on this feature, one of the main things that I ask them are the cultural differences that you notice when you move to the UK, Oxfordshire in particular. And I want to talk to you about those in a moment or two. But to start with, how many people are there in Oxfordshire from the Philippines? Is there a big audience that you hope to cater for?
Yes, it is believed that there are more than 3,000 Filipinos in Oxfordshire alone. Most of the Filipinos are working in the National Health Service, and there are also Filipinos working in the a factory and other disciplines. But for the moment, we have more than 1,000 Filipinos who are members of the Filipino community in Oxfordshire, and we are growing in numbers.
And you said that family is a very important part of Filipino life. What other cultural strengths would you say that you have that you bring together here in Oxfordshire?
Yes, one of a very good traditions and traits of Filipinos is the love to group together. And there are a lot of Filipinos here that have their families already here, and they have their children as well. So Oxfordshire is a second home for us. And Also, we always remember to go home. For myself, for example, I go home once a year to keep that ties with my family. Mm. But as I said, the Filipino community here in Oxfordshire is one big family for all of us Filipinos. And we have loads of British friends as well.
Mm. A lot of people do end up travelling at some point in their life, but quite often returning home. Why do you think the Filipino community in particular come to Oxfordshire? What is it that draws people?
Well, looking back into 2002, there were the National Health Service been experiencing a shortage of nurses, and Oxford NHS Trust is one of those health services. They came to the Philippines and recruited nurses and they tapped local agencies and radio and television and the local papers, and that we applied. Obviously, Oxford has a very good reputation in the Philippines. It is known to be a place of universities and you know, a great challenge, so that a lot of Filipinos are also excited to see what Oxford is. And me, myself, I've been here for 6 years and I never move because I find Oxford as a beautiful place to live in, and people in Oxford are very friendly.
We're going to hear a bit more about your personal story in a minute or two, but if we just talk about the Philcom community again, you're very active. You've actually got some big events coming up over the next few months as well, haven't you, which reinforce Filipino tradition and culture.
That's right, Joe. This coming June 14, we will be having our 110th Philippine Independence Day celebration. It's the fifth year that we're doing here in Oxfordshire. Our guest of honor includes the Lord Mayor of Oxford and Andrew Smith, MP, and diplomats from the Philippine Embassy. I'd like also to take this opportunity to invite Filipinos who are listening right now, and everybody really, if you are free, come along with us and celebrate Independence Day on June 14 at the Tinchwick Hall of the John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford.
And how would you traditionally celebrate Independence Day? We over here, if we have a holiday, we just tend to do absolutely nothing, as was evident yesterday on as a bank holiday. But do you have traditional gatherings, events to celebrate Independence Day in the Philippines?
Yes, we do. We usually start it with a flag raising ceremony. In our case here in Oxford, we will start it with a muse and flower parade from Birreñol Park in Headington, going to the Tinchwick Hall of the John Radcliffe Hospital, and that will be happening around 10 o'clock in the morning. And after that, that will be followed by concelebrated mass at 11:30 in the morning. We're lucky this year that we have Bishop William Kenny as the main celebrant. And after the mass, we will have a cultural show in the afternoon. This is an opportunity to showcase our Filipino talents and as well as to meet some friends.
And it was interesting there you mentioned the mass service, because religion is a very strong part of Filipino culture, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah. It is believed that 90-95% of Filipino people are Christians.
Right, we're going to talk a little bit more in just a moment or two with you, Ariel. Your personal journey in particular, I'm very interested to hear. It's all part of Traveller's Tales, Destination Oxfordshire this afternoon. And Ariel Leonardo here from Philcom, which is the Filipino community of Oxfordshire, telling us a little bit about the society, why it's set up, the incredible number of Filipino people living within our community, and why cultural ties and tradition is so important to the community itself. More of Ariel's story in just a moment. And don't forget, if you've got a similar story that you could share with us about moving to Oxfordshire, give us a call, 08459 311 111.
BBC Oxford.
Listening to BBC Oxford. I'm Jo Tunis. We've got music from Paul Young, Roy Orbison. I'm going to squeeze in a little bit of the Stranglers for you as well this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine. Even if you are stuck inside, at least I hope you're near a window where you can look out at what is turning out to be an absolutely fantastic day. This afternoon, we're continuing our journey around the world on the afternoon show, Traveller's Tales, Destination Oxfordshire. And today, we're finding out all about the Filipino community of Oxfordshire from the Society Chairman, Ariel Leonardo, who joins us this afternoon. And you were saying about the foundation of the organization and the fact that it's a very strong community here in Oxfordshire, with over 1,000 members in your group alone, although you know there's probably threefold that living within our county. Quite an incredible community. We've actually had a call whilst we were talking there from Father David Hartley, who says that he knows many members of the Filipino community and how much they add to our culture. So that's a great endorsement for you and your society this afternoon. But if we can hear a little bit about your personal story. You mentioned that you work as a nurse at the JR with the NHS. Take us back to the beginning of your Oxfordshire journey, if you like. When did you first think about moving here?
Right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, that sometimes in 2002, there were a group of five or six people from the recruitment department of Oxford Radcliffe NHS Trust. They went to Manila in the Philippines to advertise that they need nurses. So I was one who responded to the advertisement, really. There were initially 150 of us who applied, and they have only 50 posts. So they interviewed us, they gave us exams and interview, and I'm very lucky that I passed the interview. I used to work as a intensive care nurse in the Philippines for 9 years before coming in here in Oxford.
Mm-hmm. And had you travelled much before you decided to come to the UK?
No, I didn't. But I've got a friend or friends who are working here in Oxfordshire, and I meet them when they had their holiday back home, and they told stories, a lot of things about Oxfordshire. So I'm a bit excited, really, to come here and experience it by myself.
It must have been quite an adventure and quite sort of nerve-wracking getting on that plane, knowing that you were coming over to a job. You had that secured, so that was some sort of safety net, but not really knowing anything about the environment you were moving into. Were there any points that you thought maybe you were making a mistake?
Yes, it's very interesting, really, because when I was in the Philippines, I was expecting that Oxford is a very, very metropolitan. Yes, it is. It is very metropolitan, but my perception was a very tall, high-rise building,
mm-hmm. a more modern city,
and that when I first touched down here in Oxford, we were brought to Radcliffe Infirmary, and the building was, well, for me, it's old, very old, and I said, oh, what part of the world I am in? But that was my first impression. Mm-hmm. But, you know, first impression is not always true. As we settle down here and we get to know the community, we come to appreciate the uniqueness and the value of Oxford, the buildings and the culture of people.
So what was life growing up like in the Philippines? Did you grow up in an urban area? Were you in a rural setting?
Well, I came from a poor family background. My father is a farmer, and my mother doesn't have a job at all. So it's a bit of a struggle, really. I live in the outskirts of the Philippines, and mind you, when I was going to school, I have to walk a few miles from my house to the school. Mm. So that gives me a lot of determination, really.
So very different to what school children in this county would be used
to. Oh, very different. They are very lucky in here that you have the facilities, you've got the school easily available to the kids.
And what about your family when you told them you were going to be moving halfway around the world, because it's an 18-hour flight, I think, from the Philippines to the
UK.
Yeah. How did they receive the news?
Well, they were shocked initially, the fact that this is the first work abroad that I took. But of course, because of hardship, poverty, if you like. So there's a lot of sacrifices, really, to leave your family behind. But I didn't regret that I at the end, I ended up here in Oxfordshire.
You mentioned before that you managed to get home every year. And I imagine that when you go back and tell them the stories of life here, it is quite an eye-opener for them. Because as you said, when you first arrived in Oxford, it was completely different to how you imagined. Is there any chance that they're likely to come over and visit? Would they like to come and see what your new life's all about?
They are very excited, yes. In fact, when I went home in the Philippines, I was interviewed by the local television channel as well. And I believe that I have motivated a lot of people there. And there are a lot of people in our locality who wanted to come and visit Oxford. My family is, well, my parents are quite old now, and they're not keen to travel. But I've got friends, and the Filipino community in general became my second family, if you like, here in Oxfordshire.
Are there bits that you miss? There must be bits that you miss from home.
Yes, a lot, Filipino food as well, and festival. And because of that understanding of the cultural differences, we created activities here so that the second generation, the youth, the Filipino people who are born of the Filipino parents who are here, they will also experience Filipino culture and traditions.
What is traditional Filipino food? Because that's always something, isn't it, that when people hanker after their homeland, it usually comes back to the heart, to the food, and one of the sort of key sort of parts of your heritage, really, that not only the actual food stuffs, but the eating and the gathering together to celebrate through food. So what would the normal Filipino foods be?
Yes, well, rice in the morning, rice in the noontime, and rice in the evening. It's
rice.
Always rice.
A lot of rice.
A lot of rice. And you know, Filipinos have big families, so they eat together. Sometimes they eat on a table, sometimes they eat on the floor all together. It's fun. You join the kids and, you know, the grandma, the grandparents are there. And they don't have much food, but they have loads of fun sharing, you know, the meal. And we're very happy here in Oxfordshire that we have some Oriental shops where we can get rice and Filipino products. But mind you, the price of rice now is quite expensive.
Affecting everybody, absolutely everybody. And do you see Oxfordshire as home now, or do you think that you will at some point go back to the Philippines?
Very much so. I mean, Oxford is a second place for us. We're very comfortable here. Well, I don't know about other Filipinos. There's so many who settled here. The intermarriages, they got married with other nationals, British nationals, and they decided to stay here. For me personally, I don't know. I've been here for 6 years now. I've got my indefinite leave to remain last year. This year, I will have my British citizenship. So after that, I don't know yet.
Well, it's been lovely hearing from you, and of course the society as well, which must be one of the most thriving groups in Oxfordshire with such a strong membership. Thank you so much for coming in, Ariel. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the Filipino community in Oxfordshire and about the events Ariel was talking about, the Independence Day celebrations, give us a call and we'll pass on all the details. 08459 311 111. Ariel, thank you.
Thank you very much, Joe.